The Revelation of Jesus Christ from the New King James Bible. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants, things which must shortly take place. And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ to all things that he saw. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia. Grace to you and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet, and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars, out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death. Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after this. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. Chapter 2.
Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. That was, of course, Revelation chapter 1. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. We give you ourselves. You've given us everything that we have. We're so grateful to be yours, Jesus, wonderful Jesus. We acknowledge that you are God. We welcome you and reveal yourself to us. Amen. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge that you are God and we welcome you here. Amen. It's a new year, and let's remember with Jesus Christ every day, his mercies are new every morning, and he makes us a new creation. And so every day is this glorious celebration with him. this short message is just entitled Jesus is Alive. And I played Revelation chapter 1 for many reasons. One of the verse, Revelation 1:18, Jesus states, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. I want to just state a general truth and then just, you know, perhaps speak about it just a little bit. But I say this in great reverence. But this truth, this revelation that Jesus is alive can change and transform us and forever, and is, it's in, just like everything in our most holy faith, it's an eternal mystery. Here's the truth, okay? And again, I say this, I have not heard this said a lot, but I just want to present it. I can present something, but only the Holy Spirit can reveal it to a person, okay? Jesus, we now know that Jesus Christ is God, amen, and the Son of God, and many, many things, amen. So the basic truth I want to present is the fact that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God Almighty, has always, He is life, and He has never died. But the man, Jesus Christ came to the earth as a man, we know that. It's central to our faith. He was fully man and fully God his entire 33 years on the earth. That man died and rose again. The power of God, the Holy Spirit, the Father, raised Jesus Christ, the man, from the dead. And Jesus is alive forevermore. But Jesus, the Son of God, We know from Scripture, this is revealed in Scripture, that when Jesus Christ the man died, Jesus actually for 3 days went to the underworld and spoke to the angels that are in prison. He proclaimed that he was alive and so forth. We don't know all that went on during those 3 days, but my point is, we're thinking, wait, Jesus died, but then for 3 days he went and did these glorious things. Okay? Jesus, the Son of God, has never died. And again, I say this in great reverence. I have not heard this spoken a lot, but I just want to present it. I want to just let the Holy Spirit just reveal it. This is so glorious, you know, and all of this central to our faith. All of this so glorious, it's beyond human words. Too wonderful for us to comprehend that God would send His Son to the earth to be one of us, to live just like us for all those 33 years and die. We know His death, His suffering, such what a price that He paid to die for mankind, okay? God sacrificing His Son. And then the greatest miracle, a man of God recently said, the greatest miracle is the resurrection. Jesus rose from the dead. That physical body was dead for 3 days. Jesus the man died, but was raised up again. So the general truth also within all of this is, of course, because just some truths. Because Jesus is alive, we can be alive spiritually. And not only be alive, but find eternal life, life everlasting, and this glorious celebration that God offers. And it's an eternal celebration. Glory to God forever. Another truth The same power that raised Jesus' physical body from the dead, that performed the greatest miracle, the resurrection, raises us from the dead. In fact, oh, this is glorious. Any human being in all of history who is in the book of life, when their physical body dies, well, Jesus stated and revealed they don't actually die. Here's a mystery. Their physical body dies and is in the grave, right? But they will live forever in heaven in glory and have a spiritual body, you might say. It's not a physical body, but their spirit person never dies because they are in the book of life. If they heard the gospel, they received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Isn't that glorious? So we could even say, just as Jesus, well, it's so glorious that just as Jesus Christ himself, again, his physical body dead in the grave for 3 days, was raised up, and after he was raised from the dead, he spent 40 days on the earth. This is all in the Bible. I'm going to try to put this in the notes with the scripture references, but he spent 40 days. He revealed himself, you know, to his disciples and to other people, and at one point to 500 people, approximately, saw him. Now, we don't know exactly. I'm not going to get into what was Jesus like. Was he a physical body or was he a spiritual body? I'm not going to get into that because that's an eternal mystery. But my point is, just as Jesus Christ, that the man lived, died, and rose again, same thing with the human being who knows him as Lord and Savior. If they die, that physically, they're raised up. They're already were alive in the spiritual realm, which is the most important. Their spirit being was alive from the time that they received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior all the way the rest of their life. That spirit being is now has found eternal life. Life everlasting. And as Jesus revealed in John chapter 6 and other places, they will live forever. Amen. Because Jesus lives forever. Their physical body is just the, you might say, the house that they live in on the earth in this earthly life. It's just a body that we only have this physical body because we're on the earth. When someone who's in the book of life dies, their spirit being is immediately in heaven where they will be forever. Glory to God. A great man of God explains it and says, we are a spirit being, we have a soul, we just live in a body on the earth. Okay. The Holy Spirit can reveal these glorious things. And I've just been, you know, it's surprising that I haven't heard this spoken a lot, but it's right there in the Bible. Jesus, the Son of God and God Almighty, has always been, he is life, he is eternity, he is existence. He has never died. Someone may, well, and I'm not trying to be controversial at all. I'm just saying we now know from all this great revelations in the Bible, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is the only true God from eternity past to eternity future. We call it that, but really it's just eternity in He's outside of time, right? He transcends and supersedes human time. He's always been alive. When Moses had this glorious visitation from God Almighty, that was the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit visiting him and said, I am who I am. Tell them I am has sent me to you. That's God Almighty. He had not revealed himself yet as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So now, glory to God. Here's another, I'll finish up with this. The Holy Spirit can reveal to us who Jesus Christ really is. He's God Almighty. He's, when we have him, when we have the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of Jesus, we have God Almighty with us. We have the victory. We have something that is beyond human words, priceless and just beyond anything we could ever explain. We could, this glorious Holy Spirit, the riches of the glory of the mystery, this topic, Jesus is alive, this truth, this revelation could be a series with a trillion messages, and we would still be in awe of him, that Jesus is alive now in heaven, but also living within our spirit being and all around us on the earth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done and are doing for us. I pray and believe with those listening that you will meet their needs and that you'll reveal yourself to them and through this power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. And Happy New Year to you. Thanks for listening.